B-Pod Studios.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now, focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bengals. Bengals.
Did that count?
Yep.
What the hell is going on with our system? Like, everything's locked. It's not Dan's fault today. Was it just the system?
It was
like,
Dan's fault.
No, what I'm saying is everything's locking up.
Well, you know.
It's locking up and melting down in here.
That's why there's so many engineers around right now. All right, it is the Bankroll Boys. This is Dan Lipschitz.
Hey.
And Joe Murray.
I invented the rap.
See, okay, that's a clip that I clicked on maybe an hour ago, and it just is finally playing. Honestly, this is locking up. This is weird.
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe they can get one of the seven engineers that are still asleep to come in here. All right, nonetheless, without all the pomp and circumstance, we have the Bankroll Boys and Dan Lipschitz, by the way, a college basketball. He can't lose. He's on fire with the college basketball.
He made me money on the Chicago State.
New Mexico State.
New Mexico State matchup. Yes. Didn't really. I think now I'm officially at zero, isn't that right?
Right, we're even.
Okay, we're even. So there we go. I have a clean slate thanks to your degenerate knowledge of all things. D-League basketball, college basketball. I don't know what the hell was
going
on. Are
those D1 teams?
They are.
Yeah. Okay, those are D1 teams.
There's like 336 D1
353.
Yeah, it's way too
many. Yeah, way down the list.
Is Brian a D1 team?
Yes, they are.
They are.
Brian's having a good year.
They were up until the last three games.
Okay.
9-8.
Don't remind me. That Brian team.
They cost Rich a lot of money earlier this season.
They did. Yes, they did.
All right. So let's start with this. The Boston Red Sox next manager. I got David Ortiz at 50-1. He seems like that's going to happen. So I would.
He's not enjoying life doing nothing at all.
No, and also I don't know how equipped he would be to be the manager at all. Brad Ausmus, I also would say, is a terrible manager. But when you look at this, Veritek 3-1. I don't know. Who's Hensley Mullins?
Dude, we're all trying to figure that out.
Hensley Mullins.
Who is that?
I don't know where he is. I don't know where he is as a coach. He used to be a ball player for the Yankees many, many years.
Well, why is he so high up on this list?
I don't know.
Is he like got a relationship with Chaim Bloom or something like that?
I don't have an answer for you.
Okay,
I just told you everything I knew. That's it.
He's the second guy, the second highest odds, only behind Jason Veritek. Just put Veritek in there. But I don't know what the deal is with that. Maybe there's some, you know, guy listening to Springsteen right now who can call in and let us know.
I don't like getting former catchers that have no managerial experience. It doesn't work out. They become like Mike Matheny, and then they think they know more than they do.
But you said it best. I mean, how tough is it really to be an American League manager? And if you have Jason Veritek, now that's a guy that will get along with everyone in that clubhouse. Tech's kind of a tough guy to not be friends with or like. He's a fairly likable guy.
I like that you call him Tech.
That's what you call him, man.
That's right.
Wait, listen, when you go to the same college as him and you watched him actually play in the College World
that's
Series.
That's right. Then
you have that kind of Nomar. That's right.
Him and Nomar both
Georgia Tech.
I wonder how much they paid for that. Dusty Baker. Interesting. Dusty Baker at 9-1.
He just feels washed up, doesn't he?
Yeah,
sure, of course he does.
Feel that way.
He can talk, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he can do all those meetings, that's for sure.
So if you were looking at this list, and to be honest with you, until between Veritek and Eduardo Perez, I have no idea who these people are.
Yeah, Eduardo Perez is my pick.
Okay, because I know who Eduardo Perez is.
He was the bench coach, I believe, before Alex Cora with the Astros. But I think he's the right guy. You know, the whole Latin mix with the Red Sox and everything like that. He's done television. He can speak well. I think he's the guy.
He might be the guy. I mean, that I was just looking at Mullins. He's the bench coach now for the Mets. He just got hired as the bench coach for the Mets. So apparently, he was the runner-up. He was the, he was the runner-up to Aaron Boone for the Yankees job. And according to what I see here, speaks five different languages, which is an asset in the clubhouse. So,
and could be the next manager of the Mets if something happens with Beltran.
Correct.
That's by the way, that's picking up steam. Yeah. Like
his,
that's
his ball had something his last night.
It out that he was leaving or whatever, and she was the one. Towards we break the news that he was getting hired. So, I mean, there seems to be some fire to
his
that.
His niece tweeted that? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so his niece was the one who originally broke the news about him getting hired, and she tweeted yesterday or whatever that he was resigning or quitting.
Wait,
or
so
it
incarcerated Bob on the case.
Yesterday he said that the Mets were going to have an announcement soon.
Yep.
Well, you can't, I mean, incarcerated Bob, you like him as a source.
Yeah. He's in the know. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's not always right, but he's in the know.
Okay.
We could have him on this morning if you wanted to, but he's incarcerated.
No, I don't know if it's
that's a problem.
I don't think I want to do that. All right.
So, him and Vegas Dave. Right. Monday.
Oh, Vegas Dave, by the way.
He's in the news, too.
He's in the news. Yep.
Oh, your arch nemesis. He's your Newman to Seinfeld.
You want to see Lipschatz gets upset?
Perfect.
No, I'm not upset about this one. Oh, okay. They're considering suing him.
Who?
For lying about fake tickets, Vegas Dave.
Who's considering?
There's a company or a firm trying to go after him because he manipulates tickets.
Oh, like betting tickets.
Yeah, he's actually manipulating them to his audience.
Fake slips is what we call them.
So you mean is this like to brag about how much money he's made?
Exactly.
How is that a crime?
Well, if you make a fake ticket, it's false advertising.
Because he has a business.
So what you're telling me is these guys aren't 100% honest about their winnings.
Oh, no.
The way that Floyd Money Mayweather only seems to win all the time when you see him, you know, on his Twitter account.
Well, if you want to go the Newman tip, there is Vegas Dave has cut the hair of a gentleman to narc him out to his barber. That I've been watching way too much Seinfeld. Okay, so you guys both of you like Eduardo Perez?
I do.
I know this is probably not going to happen, but I kind of like Renicky. I think that he's like the bench coach right now, whatever. I think he would be the guy to naturally replace Cora. And at 16-1, he was the favorite to be the Red Sox manager before Cora was fired. So he was the favorite this year to be the Sox manager. I don't know how much time there is, if they really want to go into a deep look before they assess their options for next year, probably because their top options are gone. So to me, I think there's a chance maybe they take a gander at Renicky.
I like the word gander. All right, so let's get into the games this weekend. A lot of people, they like the Titans. A lot of people have fallen in love with their run game. A lot of people like the way that they've won despite Tannehill. Now, Tannehill's done nothing wrong, but he's done nothing great. The Chiefs are -7 at home. The over is 52.5.
Doesn't that seem like a game that just screams take the over?
So I'll give you a trend. It worked last week. We mentioned that the highest rushing offense, when they play the number one rusher in the league, has won 3 straight. It's now 4. That was the trend last week. We gave you that. This week, whenever Ryan Tannehill has a total of 52 or high, he's never actually had a total higher than 52.5 in his career. That game went under, and they did cover. So I'm going to go under in the Chiefs-Titans game.
Wow.
Okay, so you're going under. Are you going to touch? Are you going to touch the
actual spread?
The spread.
I just think the Chiefs are too good.
They're too good.
I thought the Ravens were too good.
No. But this is different. Because the way they came back against Houston
it's a butt their buzzsaw right now.
It's special.
Yeah.
That was like a special game. That doesn't normally happen that quickly.
I mean, Bill O'Brien crapped the game away.
Absolutely.
No, I know. He did the fake punt and everything. But you can crap a game away, but then there's also being down 24 points and then just becoming a wrecking ball.
The spread at 7, though, does lean towards the Titans a little bit here.
Agreed.
So you like the Titans.
They can run all of them. They give up 130 rushing yards a game, the Chiefs.
No, I know the Chiefs' defense, especially their run defense, is not great.
And the best thing about having Derrick Henry out there is you're keeping the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands.
And let me ask you something. Do you think Derrick Henry has had a ton of work. I mean, there was a time in the Patriots game where I'm like, they could give this guy the ball 50 times. I mean, his legs are going to fall off. Are you at all worried that Derrick Henry is going to run out of steam? Because he's carried the ball so many times.
Not right now. At least not. I mean, not for me. I mean, he looked like real good last week. I wouldn't expect anything.
Where Todd Gurley did last year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't think that.
No. All right, so you got Packers, 49ers. Right now the Niners, they're favored by 7.5. I like the Niners in that. Where you guys stand?
I don't like the Niners in that.
I think I like the Niners as well, Rich. The way I look at it is I think that there's going to be it's a decent point spread for two teams who I think are probably pretty close to even talent level, and I think that you're going to see a lot of people taking the points with Green Bay because of that. I think San Francisco is just hot right now, and if they shut down Aaron Jones, which I think has been really key for the Packers' success recently, I think that Green Bay is going to have a really hard time moving the football and just make Aaron Rodgers beat you. And I don't think that he's the same guy from a few years ago. Obviously playing very well, but just he's still not the same guy. I'll take the chances with the Niners and the points.
What about the State Farm angle where true. He is so overly cruel to his agent?
He really is a complete dick
karma.
To his agent.
Yeah. It's karma.
I mean, there is some sort of karma. Now, Rich, do you any plans on you betting anything this week?
Yeah, I am, because there's, other than college basketball, which, of course, crushing.
You can't do football.
No, it's not football.
Okay.
You guys have always said that if you truly want to make money betting, the UFC is the place to do it. And it's underdogs, 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 underdogs.
Boo.
Correct. Okay.
Boo. Go degenerate.
Like
preliminary. Yes.
Give me some degenerate. Sort of statistic that you have when it comes to, because you got the Conor McGregor fight. I don't know how many. How often does the underdog win? Because you said it's a sizable.
I one night just did it. I actually, when they were in Boston, I bet every single underdog and came up $35. So every time you bet the underdogs, you come away with plus money.
So
every time.
Yeah, so in 2018, I think it was, not last year, but 2018, for the main card of every UFC fight, for the main card, not the undercard or anything, if you had bet every dog in every main card, you would have been up like, it's something like 62 units or something ridiculous. You would have won a large amount of money if you just bet every underdog. I don't know about last year. I didn't keep track.
Preliminary, though, is the big key there, because they have, like, Holly Holm, for instance, is on the undercard.
Yeah.
So, like, I would bet everything that's under that.
Okay.
So
that's like,
it's
awesome.
Actually a rematch.
Yeah.
Here. So, yeah, I would take all the dogs. But again, Cerrone right here is plus 265. If Cowboy can beat McGregor, that's a huge hit. Just to kind of break this down quickly here, McGregor hasn't fought in 15 months. He's been off for 469 days.
He seemed very laid back at his press conference.
Yeah, well, he was drunk. He said he was drinking while he was in his last fight.
By the way, he's got really cool tattoos.
but a real breakdown here. McGregor's obviously a stand-up fighter. Cerrone's actually great on the mat. I like the over 1.5 rounds. That's what I like in this one. I think they're going to stand up first round, and then maybe Cerrone second round tries to get him on the ground. This is going to be a good fight.
What if I put 100 on every underdog?
Yeah, we can do that.
Want to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd go maybe a little bit less, but...
No, but here's what happens. No,
great guns. Go big or go home.
If you go on Twitch, the Bankroll Boys made me money, and then Daddy went to the casino, and he's got a little something happening right here. Boom. If you want to say 100, and you keep the change after that. So, I mean, Daddy's swimming in it right
all
now.
All right, so do you have a degenerate special?
We're talking G's.
G's, like straight up G's or thousands? Talking thousands.
Oh yeah.
You want to bet a G note?
I don't
go over a G note.
I have thousands of dollars in my wallet.
Yeah, I don't go over a G note though. That's the max bet for me.
No, you know what I do? Mm-hmm. I just go like, hey ladies.
You're like Odell Beckham. You just slap it in your hands.
Throw it in Jim Burrow's hand.
With Fred bucks, not real money.
Well, the first no, there's a dollar bill. And it goes all the way up to 100. John, are you deaf? Can you see?
Are you deaf? Can you see?
What are we doing here?
I have no idea. I don't know. It's showing off. Birthday. You just give him some rope. Sure, it's fine. You know.
All right. So, is there a degenerate special?
That's Dan's subtle way of saying it.
Time to go.
I don't love anything tonight. I would say maybe Arizona State at home versus Colorado, who is not the best.
That's not degenerate enough. Let's do 50 on every underdog. How many fights are there? They're not eight, nine.
I'll get the card and I'll send it.
All right, let's do 50 on every underdog.
Okay.
All right.
All righty. Someone's a little pushcator with the 50s.
That's like a $500 bet.
Ooh.
Yeah. This, yeah.
Maybe he could borrow some of your money.
No, this is for fun.
Daddy, don't give
You're
going
to watch this weekend, right?
I'm going to be out. I'm going to a concert that night.
Oh, what concert?
Dead Mouse.
Oh,
you might make it home by midnight, though.
No, Dead Mouse starts at midnight.
Oh. That's it. That's okay.
Wow.
Yeah, no. I will not be home by midnight for that one.
That is another club gig.
That is. It's my wife's birthday. She loves Dead Mouse, so do I. So
do we have a Pucks and Paddles winner? I didn't get a...
Pasternak. He's got to be the leader.
Go Pasternak.
Put the money on Pasternak.
Yeah, Pasternak. You could also go for who has the less teeth. And it would be Pasternak. All right. Over under 98.5, the podcast. And I'll tell you what.
They got commercials
now,
too. They
have commercials.
Yep. So DraftKings officially sponsoring the show and the podcast.
Okay. So now you're under the board.
So, yeah. It's you guys.
I just
remember when you were just these little things. We brought you up on the show.
Dan's already yelling at me. All right. So what?
After the 8:30 headline every day on Toucher and Rich, you'll get a Bankroll Boys update.
Now you're going to do Saturday mornings?
Believe so. It's just the legality here.
Yeah, okay. We're waiting for the start date in the official hour. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, you can't owe us enough. All right. There you go. Dan Lifshitz and Joe Murray. Over under 98.5, the podcast. We'll be right back. I don't know what's coming up, but it's going to be great.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We gonna need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
I don't know why the breaking news sounder was not sounded, because we have some massive, massive news. Ladies and gentlemen, via a video that was released on Twitter, major, major announcement. Dan, do you have this back here? All right, can you pull this up? Hey, like.
I've been a public address announcer for about 20 years now, starting at the high school level. And when the opportunity arose to do a couple of fill-in games last year, had to jump on it.
Okay, that is the voice of Sarge, the brand new voice of the New England Revolution. He finally got the gig of his dreams.
And by the way, he at one point during that video, which I have seen.
I mean, I've watched it 20 times.
Oh, yeah. He's got a soccer ball.
Yes, that's right.
And he's just like kind of like throwing it to and fro, letting you know that he ain't no stranger to the game.
I was expecting him to shoot it like a jump shot.
I know. A soccer ball he's juggling with his hands, which is not allowed in soccer.
Listen, I know that he tried out for the Bruins. I know he did the voice stuff for the Patriots for a while now, but he's officially the voice of the New England Revolution. Good for him. Good for him. It's a great gig. Good gig. Listen to the way he talks about the gig and talks about soccer. It is pure Sarge.
I've been a public address announcer for about 20 years now, starting at the high school level. And when the opportunity arose to do a couple of fill-in games last year, had to jump on it. Been a fan of New England sports for a long time.
And actually,
that's right. He's not quite mentioning the Revolution.
I was just going to say, but how about soccer?
I mean, he can't lie.
Sure.
I mean, I've been a fan of New England sports. Now, soccer sucks. But... but, yeah, he's... And then I was trying to figure out if he was being Sarge or he was being, like, himself.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll give him this. he was able to turn down the volume of Sarge.
Yeah, he was veering dangerously close to himself in this
because
one.
It used to be to the point where he couldn't change the intonation of his voice.
Yeah, and so it's interesting that you thought that too, because when I was watching it, and I have to give him credit for this, I couldn't figure out exactly if he was being Sarge. What the hell is his real name?
Mike Sarge Riley.
Yes. All right.
Mike Riley.
So, like, I was like, I don't know if he's being Sarge or Mike Riley.
Well, let's take a listen, because there's a couple times where he can't help it. I mean, I was waiting for it. It's all good, baby. But, I mean, here's the rest of it here.
Had to jump on it. Been a fan of New England sports for a long time and actually attended a few Revolution games in the past myself.
Wow, that's amazing. You are an expert.
Wow, you've actually shown up. You know, I've been to a Revolution game too.
That's right, we have.
Yeah, yeah. My son got to, they basically let him play in the game.
Oh, man, I bust his ball. This gig is so perfect for him. He's got the voice. He can't change his voice. Yeah. He is born to be an announcer somewhere. So this is great and good for him, because this is a, unlike somebody else, this is a real gig.
It's big room. Big room he's playing.
Big room.
Yep.
Big room.
I mean, granted, it's a fifth full, but it is a big room that he's playing to, and I could not congratulate him enough.
And actually attended a few Revolution games in the past myself, and seeing the game day operation, hearing it as a fan throughout the years, and to see that I could be a part of that from a game day experience, had to jump on top of that, and it was a no-brainer to
jump on top
be all
of
in.
We should be playing the game today. Let's go. It's
great. That's the Sarge moment.
Well, no, this is like when he breaks the third wall.
Sure.
Like at first he's just chucking the ball around in his hands and he's on the field, but then they get into the booth. And he's like, we should be playing a game today, huh?
Uh-huh. Hey, we play a game today. You know, what do you think?
Yeah,
what do you think, guys?
Let's play two.
We should be playing a game today. Let's go. It's a great day, right?
Yeah, just the fans are great. And after, you know, experiencing the fort down by the lighthouse, that's like, you know, the cornerstone, I guess you could say, of Revolution fans. If a goal happens or something, you have to get on the microphone, the fans give you that extra boost.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Gillette Stadium, home of the New England Revolution.
And he does give you the Sarge stare at the end of the video.
I saw that.
He couldn't help it. He does whenever he was filling in for John.
I know what the lighthouse is.
Yes.
So, but what is he talking? Is there something specific to the Revolution at the lighthouse?
Something called the Fort, which is down behind one of the end zones where the real diehard fans are in that section of Gillette Stadium. They're the ones that bang the drums and all that stuff during the matches.
Yeah, those ones.
Mm-hmm.
Very familiar with them.
But good for Sarge. He finally got the gig. So does that mean he's officially out of the Bruins gig?
Hell you say?
The Revolution play like once a month. So I think
I know. The Revs start in like March. I mean, there's plenty of room for Sarge.
I don't know about that, man.
Does he have any... Does Sarge... He's so multi-talented. I'm wondering if he has... any kind of song.
Hey, Zoe, ready to seal the seven seas?
Sarge, sub-Zoe.
It's all good, baby. Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh.
Maybe that could be intimidating to the other team.
I'm telling you, when he scores, he has to give him it's all good, baby.
It's
the whole crowd,
all good, baby.
Right. As I was saying, if you would have gotten the Bruins gig instead of the woo, the whole crowd, it's all good, baby.
Yes, and ultimately, hasn't he done a Patriots game?
Yes, he's done many of them.
Yes, so, the lead and the guy who does it, John Rook, also calls Providence College basketball. So if there's a PC game, Sarge steps in.
Wow, that's a crappy life. So like,
sup, so. It's all good, baby.
I could say Super Sarge here with Flash Gordon kind of thing.
So, Sarge is wings.
Well, the way I found out about this, Rich, is that, and I don't follow Andy Wong on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
But Andy Wong had said something very nice to Sarge about congratulations, and then Joe Murray had retweeted it.
Yep.
Joe Murray, very much on the side of Sarge getting these gigs.
He loves Sarge.
All right, I do have a beef to pick with you, and it ain't a beef teriyaki from the Kowloon.
All right, Matt, be nice. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Sarge still sucks, dude. Like, no matter how much I hear his voice, he still sucks.
Be nice. That's not very nice.
By the way, I could not be more sincere in saying that I congratulate him for the job.
And I'm the same way. I mean, I was pushing for him. Oh, someone I didn't want to hear Sarge saying tough soccer names. That would be interesting. And although I don't really know how much
hockey's
does he announce. Well, hockey is definitely the worst.
Hockey, he doesn't do the. Like the goal scorers and stuff like goal scorers, but he doesn't do. I don't think he's required to say the names at the Bruins games.
I think what he essentially does is plug sponsors.
Yes, yes.
Come to the the.
I thought he was ringside. The person you're talking about is way up high on the ninth floor. The one who does like the sponsorship reads and stuff like that.
No, he does. He's on the ninth floor. He does the sponsorship reads.
Oh, I thought he was down low between the penalty box.
I think
he's in the benches.
I actually think he is, Fred, for those games. Now, obviously for the soccer,
he's
way
up high.
In the
booth. But I thought he does.
He
goals scored by number 47, Tory Krug. I thought that was Sarge.
Oh, I because that's a tough job.
It is.
Because we know a guy, Steve Craig, who now is doing the Atlanta Gladiators, which is
indoor.
Kind of wondering why they're doing
football.
No, it's hockey.
Oh,
but
sorry.
He did the Thrashers, and
dude, that's impossible.
He had to get in like an hour early to phonetically figure out how to say guys' names. Let's go to Ben. Go ahead, Ben.
Good morning, Mr. Influencer of 2020. How are you, sir?
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate the accolades.
They should be delivered to you hourly. The whole thing would work out well is when the Revolution score a goal, he says, it's all good, baby. Then the 15,000 people who are there scream, aha!
I mean, that would be the best.
That would be.
It could very well happen.
The call and response. You don't see that a lot at soccer games.
It should happen. And that, I mean, oh yeah, the call and response. That's right. It's all good, baby. Aha!
That's right.
Yeah.
And it would just show his head up on the Jumbotron looking into the camera.
Like a pinball bouncing off the sides of the. Yeah.
That would be kind of funny. Because, I mean, they go, woo! At the Bruins games, which is kind of corny. This is what you're talking about. Yeah, he goes, it's all good, baby.
Yeah.
And everyone goes,
and the next thing you know, there's going to be T-shirts that say that on it.
Maybe not, but yeah.
It would be fantastic.
It's certainly a possibility. I know. I'm way off today. It's my birthday. I'm 45. I'm going to die. Neil, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So I'm a huge Revolution supporter. I actually sit in the floor with the crazy people. And this is such a great fit. I have an idea. So at every game, they have a man of the match that they vote on every single game. They should change that to the Sarge salute of the game.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm all for that. I'm all for it.
Love that.
An advertiser, and the team will do that. We just got to push it. Sarge salute of the game. Every game we vote for it, and he has to announce it.
Perfect.
I think that's a perfect idea.
I'm
not being sarcastic.
Great idea. I mean, you have to do that. And this would come up on the screen. This song right here. And everyone's like, oh, what's going to happen?
Time for the Sarge salute of the day. It's time for the Sarge salute of the day.
Yep.
Who's going to earn the Sarge salute of the day? It's all good, baby. So, Sarge here. It's all good, baby. Sarge.
Revolution. We've got some friends who work over there. We already have a theme for you. Make it happen.
Yeah.
It's like the Tommy point, but it's the Sarge salute.
Maybe he could, maybe he could just go get Zolak into one of the things and just go, it's all good. What's up? Just sub-so. All right. Dan is very angry at me. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Speaking of Motley Crue, I bought two tickets to Motley Crue through our wonderful general manager, Mary Mena. I have reserve seats to Motley Crue.
How close?
I'd have to look at the email again, but in worst case scenario, I sell the seats I have and buy better seats. But I haven't looked forward to a concert this much since Rich and I saw Kiss.
I just realized I'm going to two concerts in a row at Fenway, like 2 days in a row.
What's the other one?
There's the Green Day one. I'm going to that one afterwards. It's like, and they're on the same week, so you have. At Fenway Park, boy, Bird's going to be busy. You've got two Motley Crue shows, and then you've got that Weezer and Green Day one right after that. So that is going to be a...
Now, do you stay for Green Day?
Yeah. Yeah, Green Day's they're a really good live band.
Well, to be super cool, when I was in high school, I had a friend who played San Francisco, and they played with Green Day, and he sent me the first record. And then I went out to college, and when I was in college, I didn't watch TV and I didn't do anything. And then all of a sudden, I found out Green Day had the number one album in the country, and I went, huh?
I actually listened to Dookie for the first time, boy, probably in like 5 years, all the way through, I listened to it. That's a great album. Like, that is a really good, solid album all the way through.
All right, well, what's not going to be solid is Motley Crue. Playing at Fenway.
No, they'll be an absolute mess.
It's going to be absolutely glorious. And if you're listening this morning at 8:35 or so, for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see Motley Crue, Def Leppard Too Tight, Poison or Funny, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, much to Adam 12's chagrin, I don't want to see them. It literally offends him. Live at Fenway Park on August 26th, there has been a second show added. Tickets on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. Visit RedSox.com.
And you'll get to hear great stuff like... I mean, he drank himself into Bob Dylan.
I might bring binoculars.
You're not going to need them.
I know I won't need them, but I might. I want to be right on his ruby red face.
They're going to have him on the Jumbotron the entire time. I do mean Jumbotron.
I don't want to look at the Jumbotron. I want to keep my eyes peeled. Now, I would like to see Tommy Lee on the Jumbotron because he's a different kind of derelict in that he has not put on any weight, but he is very sickly.
He will kill it live. There's going to be nothing musically to rip on with him. That guy will kill it live.
I don't know.
I don't know how he does it with the lifestyle that he lives.
He looks like he's a Scooby-Doo villain.
He does, but he just absolutely, he's a showman by every sense of the word.
Well, he's a showman in the fact that they build roller coasters for him to ride around. But then again, Bird has made me very excited for this show because... Mm-hmm. Very little pyrotechnics.
Yep. Now that is true. That I have heard.
Now and that makes my day because it's going to force them to actually have to perform.
They will have to perform.
And I you know what? I am bringing binoculars, and I'm going to sit in the center of the turf, and I'm just going to have my eyes trained on Vince Neil the entire time.
Yep. Well, you're going to get an eyeful.
Yeah. Chances are he craps himself.
I don't know if he'll do that.
Would you put a number on it, though? Like, would you take action on him going to the bathroom?
That he would visibly, like you could see that he did it?
Yes.
No, he's not going to do that.
You don't think there's any way he pees himself?
No.
Oh, I think there's a pretty good chance
he pees himself. I mean, is there a chance he pees himself? Sure. Would we see it? No.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it you, Rich, or maybe Fred, that you're going to be 26 shows in and it's going to be wrecked by the time he gets to Fenway?
Yeah.
You're telling me that doesn't increase the odds that he loses it?
So the fact that they're 26 shows in by the time they play Fenway is the greatest news ever, because his voice is going to be completely shot. He's going to have been drinking 24 hours a day for 26 days.
There's two schools of thought on that. There is 26 in, the road lifestyle will get to him and he'll be a mess. But then there is the,
nope.
You want to see him at the beginning of the tour when he's done no cardio.
No.
When he has he hasn't done 26 days of intense workouts.
Are you
building him up to a spot?
Are you joking?
Well, as I said, Chino with the Deftones, he's always a joke.
That's fine.
Never Chino see the Deftones at the beginning of the tour because Chino's fat, can't hit any of the notes.
Fine.
But by the end of it, the dude's a beast.
Fine. He's also not a revolting alcoholic who killed a guy and then turned around and has drank for the next 40 years.
That is true.
So, yes, I'm guessing, Rich, and I don't think this is wild speculation, that he's not going to behave himself on tour.
He's not going to be good the entire tour.
No, I know, but
I'm just wondering if you're going to get, what's a better chance of getting Huffy McGee? Is it going to be at the beginning of the tour or 26?
No, because there's a lot of pressure on him in the beginning of the tour.
A lot of pressure. Dude's just going to roll in there.
Well, I got this.
No,
he's a guy right now that's so out of shape that he swears with happiness when he sees food.
There's a chance.
Son of a bitch. Look at this spread.
You don't think there's a chance he drops 15 pounds at the beginning of the tour?
No way.
See, I would argue that is a possibility. And 26 shows in, he puts that on and then some. Dude, if I was on the road, I'd be drunk every day. I mean, it's boring. I mean, you just sit around all day. I mean, he goes to strip clubs all day.
Also, the first show might be the, oh, my God, this is worse than we ever expected. Where, on day two, they're like, okay, we need some backing vocal recordings.
All right.
Somebody to cover up this mess.
It doesn't matter.
The first one, they're like, all right, man, let it rip. And they're like, this is bad.
If they have backing vocals behind the stage, it's even funnier. Like, if he's sitting there, because you know he's going to forget to, mouth the words.
Do you realize that Ozzy, for years, had a guy who would sing
right
along with Ozzy, and they would pot Ozzy down and pot the guy behind the screen, the curtains up, and you don't want them to do that with Vince.
No, but Ozzy would also pee himself, so we'd have to drench him in water.
He would. That's why he always had the water cannons. Now, that is true. I do know that. But, I mean, I just think that if you get him at the beginning of the day,
we can agree to disagree. He might throw up on himself.
That he might. Okay. If you had to do odds as what he would do to himself first, I'm putting vomit on himself.
Get the bankroll boys back in here.
Higher than pee himself or
does he wear leather?
Yes, leather vests.
But what are they called? Chaps.
Yeah. He wears chaps.
So he has jeans underneath the chaps.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to need binoculars to look for
pee. He may have a diaper underneath that. There's no way publicly you're going to see him be able to pee himself.
I don't know. Ozzy does. Mike, go ahead. Now, Mike, you're seeing him on the first show?
Yeah, in San Antonio. Being the maximum influencer you are, my wife got tickets. We live in Texas. And so we're going to night one in San Antonio. And I don't think the odds are in favor. I think he keels over mid-song. Hands on knees.
I honestly am afraid, and I swear to God, and I'm afraid he dies before he comes to Fenway.
That guy will never die. Like it's like he's one of these dudes that, how are they not dead already?
Yeah, I mean, because obviously he's doing here's what I would imagine is a day in the life of Vince Neil on the road. Is, and I have no knowledge of this, Rich toured with him, but this is what I would believe.
Okay, then I'll tell you what I saw.
Okay. I would believe it starts off with a bottle of vodka. Then he does an ass load of cocaine and continues to drink. And then late at night, he's got to take a ton of downers to go to sleep. And that doesn't get any... I know guys in bands that have had to, quit drinking because it becomes such a lifestyle and, there's no way to kill... And, I know guys in bands who have faked to their bandmates being off drugs because but the band has found them in bars. Is that the truth?
Here's Vince. Vince takes his own bus. Vince has his own room. Nobody sees Vince during sound check. Nobody knows where Vince is because he's at the local strip club during the day. He's a day strip club guy. Goes there. Most of the time, there was something in the contract that they would give him a tab to go to the strip club that he could blow. So he would go there all day. And as I said in one of the shows, they had to find him because he didn't leave in time to get on stage for his set, for his the beginning of his set. So they fish him out, bring him on stage, and then afterwards he goes to another strip club in which they keep open just for him.
Okay, there's no way he does that without cocaine. The human body can't do that. You can't drink all day, perform, and then drink all night.
I mean, I never saw him do coke. I saw him drink.
No.
I saw him drink a lot.
Listen, I don't know if he does cocaine or not.
He was the world's nicest old woman.
Did you get to talk to him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked to him a few times. Like, yeah, I mean, sure. He was a nice guy. He just didn't say much. He was always sleeping.
Did he loan you a Tommy Bahama shirt?
He did not. He liked us. He was a nice guy. Like, I mean, he couldn't have been nicer, but
what's he got to complain about?
He always looked like he was about to fall asleep, though.
Well.
I said, I took a picture with him, and I gave it to a friend of mine, and he said, "Who's the woman?"
Well, that's what Dude Looks Like a Lady is about, is Vince Neil.
Is it about Vince?
Yeah.
Oh, I said it was specifically about him.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back.
It's like a female John Lovitz.
It's like a what?
A female John Lovitz.
You showed the...
that picture of the side-by-side? Yeah. He's really morphed into John Lovitz.
You know what's funny is that Vince Neil's funnier than John Lovitz. All right, so we'll be right back. Paul Speed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.